The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show for the modern era. And we are celebrating today, no more human interaction for a year.
Yay!
We did
back to the safety of my shell.
We did Max FunCon. It was great. We did E3. It was great. I'm done.
Was it?
I'm done talking to everybody.
I know Max FunCon was great. I don't believe you when you say that E3 was great.
Okay. Max FunCon, it was great. I did E3. It was...
So, did you guys have a good time at Max FunCon?
Max FunCon was amazing. We made so many new friends, and there was a man who had a plate of sausages in a hot tub.
That's really the only thing I took away from the entire weekend.
Jesus, guys. Did you not go... Did you not do, like, any of the... Did you do the... Like, I went on the spelunking session.
You went on the spelunking session?
Yeah. I went on AshCon's spelunking session. It's called... Mm-hmm. It was called AshCon's Subterranean Adventure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Subterranean on the late night.
Yeah, it was really nice. We went down deep inside of the mountain, and we fought mole people.
Is that where you brought back a sword that was glowing that had some runes etched on it?
An etched runed glow sword that lets me know when there are either mole people or podcasters nearby. So that bitch was... Going full blown neon
crazy
the whole weekend.
Yeah. Now, I did the Steve Agee's Lazy River session, and I ended up at the bottom of the mountain. I don't know what happened, and it was terrifying. It was not lazy at all.
Now the tricky thing about my etched rune sword is that John Hodgman is both a podcaster and a moleman.
Right. So that was.
So I didn't know. You know, I didn't know whether to strike or to giggle.
Last year at the con, I got myself an etched rune sword, but it just it glows whenever haters are around.
Yeah.
So it lets me know when haters are around the corner, like about to hate on me or.
There weren't that many haters at Max FunCon though, were there?
No. But at E3, it glowed so hard it became sentient and blinded an Asian businessman. So that was too bad. This is, of course, an advice program. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your baby brother, Griffin McElroy. Seriously, guys, if you came out to Max FunCon, thank you so much. It really was such a great weekend.
You are all collectively my new best friend.
Yeah. And L.A., fuck, I'm glad to not be in you anymore.
Hey, L.A.?
Hey, L.A., just one quick note. Just, constructive criticism. You fucking suck.
No, you know what? I'm in the minority. I'm the minority of the three brothers. I love L.A. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says so.
We love it. I mean, it was...
Travis was walking around with stars in his eyes.
I was like, where's the contracts, people?
I will say, I saw so many celebs, no kidding. Like,
I saw a shock. Aside from, of course, the great celebs there at Max FunCon. How many, what celebs did you actually get? What did we get on the show floor?
We got, we saw Tim Heidecker coming out of the Arclight when we went and saw. Yeah,
he was at our show of Prometheus.
Shitty Aliens 4. I saw Dave Foley just like walking the street with his kid.
What? Cut me out. No way.
I saw the saddest thing I saw all week. Was I saw Vern Troyer rolling into the conference center, and then I saw a man trip over him.
Aww.
What? How can you guys say you hate L.A.?
Well, let's just say none of these people were smiling.
Yeah, did you guys talk to Dave Foley, by the way?
No, he didn't have the nerve.
I don't know what I would have. I don't know what I would like. Fuck, man, I'm so sorry. Can I help? Is there anything I can do to help you, Dave? David, well, I'm so...
You, Let's get you back on track.
I just want to set you straight. Is there anything I can help chip in? Is that a...
We didn't talk to Tim Heidecker either, Travis. We really needed you with us.
See, this is why I should always be there.
Pardon me, sir. Pardon me.
I saw... Who's the woman from Weeds and The West Wing?
Mary Louise Parker?
I thought I saw her at the Burger King in the LAX, but that doesn't seem very probable, does it?
No, it was probably her. You're probably right.
She was there with like a family, like maybe a husband and a daughter. Like, okay. I didn't do the trouble of Wikipedia-ing it. I just saw her while I was walking out with my Tinder crisp, and I was like, yeah, that's probably Mary Louise Parker.
The thing about Mary Louise Parker, she loves chicken tenders.
She was eating a chicken tender through a wry smile, and I was like, "Oh, that's probably that's probably the MLP."
She calls them chicken tendos. That's how excited about them she gets.
Yeah,
she's like, "Justin, let's go to the BK get some tendos," and I'm like, "I don't know, MLP. I'm married. I'm not sure."
But she also calls Nintendo Nintenders, which is really weird.
Let's get into the advice. I'm going to be driving across the country at the end of June, and I'm wondering if you have any advice for doing a cross-country road trip. Mostly, I'm wondering how to avoid going insane while driving by myself for 12 hours at a time, 5 days in a row. That's from West Coast to Best Coast.
Oh, Jesus. You're in for a pretty rough trip.
It's going to be kind of a thing.
I did this exactly once. I drove from Cincinnati down to Huntington and then from Huntington up to Boston. And most of that was by myself. And it was a total nightmare.
I drove from Huntington to Oklahoma and back a couple times.
Yeah.
I've never taken the plunge and gone completely across country. I mean, I think everybody at some point like fantasizes about doing like the Route 66, traveling the American highway. And I think that lasts all of about 5 hours, and then you hit like Pennsylvania and you're like, oh, this is dump.
Yeah. Well, actually, Pennsylvania is great because Pennsylvania has the turnpike that is, I think the speed limit on it is 158 miles an hour. So you can just like get in it and it's like a vacuum tube that like sucks you through the state as quickly as humanly possible.
Whenever I picture doing that like Route 60, you know, cross country thing, I always just, and I know that this is the 8-year-old in me, I want to stop at every like roadside attraction and giant plaster dinosaur.
Let me taste your gravy.
Yeah. Now, I see here you have the world's best coffee cake. Let me get a piece of that, please.
I would like to experience this.
I always imagine that if I'm going to drive from one end of the country to another, along the way, I'm going to right a lot of wrongs. And I don't right wrongs in my neighborhood, but I kind of feel like if I do that, I'm going to become a wanderer.
Yeah.
And I want to be the kind of wanderer. I don't want to be the kind of wanderer that steals your kid when they're going to the bathroom. I want to be the kind of wanderer that sets things right and helps people, you know, finds people that are missing or maybe.
So you
want
to like quantum leap across the country.
Figures out who stole the pie. Just like helping, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be like came from Kung Fu, just helping people.
Or Bill Bixby.
I wish I did that here, but I don't know. Everybody knows me and they think like I'm hypocritical.
Mm-hmm. I think every person of a certain age has that. Whenever they do go on a long road trip, they try to fill it with a whimsy and a meaning that just does not exist. Like as they drive through, they're like, "Yeah, man, this is life. This is what it is. This is the real America." They just watched Elizabethtown, and they like want every single stop to be like, oh, this is so steeped in history. I'll be changed because of this. And I really think that the wheels come off of that wagon really quickly when you do drive through, say, an Oklahoma, and you're like, oh, it's 115 degrees here, and I haven't seen a tree.
I want to die,
and I probably will.
I mean, I've never done such a long one. I mean, my typical advice is always just the easy stuff, like get a book on your phone.
No,
she's driving. She can't do that at all. That's a horrible advice.
I said on your phone, like get an audio book.
Oh, okay. I think you meant like get an e-reader.
That cuts down on the whimsy. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't really appreciate, you can't soak in America and life and this American life if you're listening to, you know, the new Grisham. It's hard for you to roll the window down and put your hand out the window and do that, like, do that snake thing and just, like, let your hair blow. Just become one with the fucking road, you know?
Right.
You can't do that when John Rhys Davies is in your ear, just, like, telling you how it is.
Well, what, I mean, what...
Preach it, Jim Dale. Let's do this.
Yeah.
should we, Man, I do miss Maury. I wish I had my Maury to spend Tuesdays with. Just a good book.
Wait, ah, fuck, I'm here already. That was convenient.
See, this is why I recommend podcasts instead of the books, because yeah. I get caught up in the book, and I'm like, but what's going to happen to Harry? And then all of a sudden, I'm swerving all over the road. And
what? Yeah. How into this book are you?
Well, whenever I listen to the book on tape version of the novelization of Harry and the Hendersons, I get pretty into it.
Don't punch him again. He just wants to live with you and be a family and love.
Damn it, novelized version of John Lithgow. Relax.
He just wants to stay with it. Oh, I'm in a Holiday Inn. Just drove into it.
Fuck.
Just drove into the building. I'm in the pool. God damn it.
Wait, there's John Lithgow. That's a... John! John, you're not going to believe this, man. Listen.
How's your fish?
Oh,
he has a fish. Something expensive.
Yeah, really, your two options are whimsy, but that's going to require a lot of work, a lot of mm-hmm. suspension and disbelief.
A lot of pre-pro, a lot of yelping.
Mm-hmm, a lot of mm-hmm. yelping. Or total turn your mind off. Just like distraction, it like it's like sleeping, but you have to be awake to do it. You know, like you have to zone out so hard. And there are podcasts that will do that for you, Prairie Home Companion.
It you might be know a great the horrible, horrible posture thing I do when I'm driving by myself on a long stretch of road. What? I'll set the cruise control and I'll sit cross-legged.
Oh God, Travis!
Travis, you really yeah. do that?
Not even, I haven't done it in a long time because I haven't been on like a big, but like when you're driving back from Oklahoma, there are literally like 40, 50 miles of straight nothing road. Like yeah. you don't see another car for half hour, 45 minutes at a time.
But trade off, it takes you 30 car lengths to stop, to stop right. your vehicle.
You set your cruise control, you get a little shut eye.
Oh, yeah. This person stopped in front of me. I got to, hold on, wait. I need to.
I was doing yoga.
Oh, hold on. Charlie horse. Ah, fuck. Ooh, I'm just, dead. Ah, everyone's dead.
I ran into
the We've, is there anything scarier than accidentally falling asleep behind the wheel? Oh, and not man. Realize. Is this not a thing that you guys have done?
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
I just feel really alive afterwards, though.
I drive it. Like, don't do it. Like, see, it was the stupidest thing I've ever done. I tried to drive back from Bonnaroo the day that it ended. So I was still like floating on opium and, no, that's a joke. Opium's
body just coursing with American cigarettes, tobacco,
yeah.
American spirits, grade tobacco,
just American spirits and opium and, some sort of, it was like a black oil and I drank it and,
oil.
I guess it might've just been oil, but a man gave it to me and he called it spirit water. Anyway, I was just floating on spirit water and had a van full of people. And I was like, all right, time to go home. And I drove the 7 hours back from Tennessee to West Virginia overnight. And I would just be driving. And then all of a sudden, I would hit a rumble strip and realize that I was in a different state than I was a second ago.
Jesus.
That's terrifying.
And I did, but... I couldn't have been asleep the whole time, right? Because I'm talking about entire state jumping. I'm talking about... It must have been some sort of twilight region between sleep and awakeness. Anyway. Well,
there was a long period of time when I worked in Charleston. I was driving an hour to work and an hour back. And there would be times that I would leave work and suddenly be at home. And, like, I couldn't tell you anything.
How did this happen?
Home. Yeah, literally.
There was no whimsy on my... I meant for this to be such a whimsical return trip, and instead I'm home, and oh no, it was all a dream. I'm dead and in heaven.
I think it might be a really great opportunity. Just what if you could spend the entire time with no stimulus? Just spend it thinking Jesus. About everything and just clearing it.
Oh, put some tape over the clock.
Yeah, just you know? Clear it out completely. Put some tape over the windshield, even.
Yeah. Eat some mushrooms.
I'm not. No, not that.
That's kind of stimulating.
I mean, just like
watch Fantasia 2000. Mm-hmm. Good town.
Just get in there, get a broom, and just unpack your adjectives. You know, just sweep it all out.
Yeah.
Get everything that's been on your mind out. Figure out where you are going. By the end of it, you'll be Maury. You don't need to spend Tuesdays with him anymore because you'll be him.
I think I would eat my own arm in this scenario that you have described.
All right, fine.
Just for something to do?
Just for the novelty? I have two arms now. I want to be like with one arm.
This will be whimsical. Do you want a Yahoo answer?
I do.
It was sent in by Ethan Booker. Thanks, Ethan. It's by Yahoo Answers user Jamal, who asks, what was the goal of Al-Qaeda in their assassination of Dale Earnhardt?
Oh, no.
What?
In February 2001, members of Al-Qaeda tested their infiltration skills on American soil by sabotaging the race car of Dale Earnhardt Sr., which ultimately resulted in his death. Several reliable sources indicate that this was an attempt to destroy the country's morale in the months before the planned 9/11 attacks. However, it's common knowledge that most U.S. citizens do not watch NASCAR. If so, what was Al-Qaeda's motivation for killing Dale Earnhardt?
Okay, first and foremost, disclaimer, Dale Earnhardt was a perfectly fine human being, and it's a tragedy of his loss. What the fuck?
I mean, I think everyone knew that. We don't have to, we're just telling people.
Yeah, but I'm probably going to launch into my anti-Dale Earnhardt thing later. And
I did not know that you had strong feelings one way or the other towards Earnhardt.
I do not have strong feelings towards Dale Earnhardt.
It sounds like you're about to have them.
Well, I have strong feelings towards the number three Never Forget and it being everywhere and like it was a tragedy, but this making him a saint. I almost lost a job over it once. I think that anyways, I don't like NASCAR.
How did you lose this job?
How did you I have to know how you almost lost a job.
You can't just leave those breadcrumbs out. Come on now.
I brought it up and my boss literally looked at me and said, "Take it back." And I said, "Excuse me?" And he said, "Oh fuck, what job was this?" I swear to God. Take it back or you're fired.
What job was this?
It was when I was working in a shop at OU. And I made a joke about how he... Oh, God, this is a terrible joke. But I was an asshole in college. And I said all he did was drive a race car really fast and apparently not that well.
Oh, and Travis.
I know. I don't defend the joke now. But is that really something to fire a man over?
And so, I don't think so. Just because the man didn't tweak his bit. You know, like, yeah. Just because you didn't punch up the gag.
Oh, wait, was this a comedy improv shop?
I was here to workshop these gags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was at the Chuckle Garage, mm-hmm. and we were getting deep into a bit. And
Dale had you hoist it up, was lubing it.
I was lubing the bit, and he was like, "Hey, apologize." And so I was like, "I'm sorry." And he was like, "That was close."
How?
Thanks, man.
If you hadn't apologized, I don't know what I would have done. I entirely lose control of my body and actions.
I start thinking about the Intimidator, and it's literally, I go black and red.
literally, the next day, he came in like, full, like, t-shirt, jacket.
Oh, like hat. You didn't already fucking know. Like, he had to.
Like, just to really drive the point home. Huge Earnhardt fan.
Now listen, you can't apologize to Dale Earnhardt himself, so you're going to either apologize to Junior or you're going to apologize to Barry Pepper, who played him in the hit Sports Channel miniseries 3. Apologize to Barry Pepper!
Go call up Barry Pepper!
Go call Barry Pepper!
I'm sorry, Barry Pepper.
I'm sorry, Junior.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, Barry Pepper.
Now leave me alone. I'm going to go jerk off with this Pennzoil.
God damn it, this is 5:30.
This is 5:30, I need 400 to get it in there.
I don't like this guy you worked for, Travis. I want to call him.
How awkward is the apology that you have to make to somebody when you make a tasteless Dale Earnhardt joke? Because
It was pretty awkward, because we were also like on our backs underneath a platform attaching legs, so we're like lying next to each other in the dark. So it was like doubly creepy.
Kind of romantic.
The other thing was, it's a dude in theater, right? Like,
yeah.
In no way would I have ever suspected that this was a touchy subject with him prior to this.
Right. It's not like you were dissing terry cloth bathrobes and small dogs, right?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Oh shit. I know we've gone over this, but I have to know why he demanded an apology and wasn't just like, oh, that was kind of tasteless. What does you apologizing to him get him in the long run?
He felt I'd crossed a line, I guess. I don't know what line that was.
Yeah, but he is not a conduit for the Earnhardt estate, you know?
he actually was the executor of the Earnhardt estate, and I failed to mention that earlier on in the story.
Well, that's an important
He was Dale Earnhardt Jr. Okay. I should have said that.
You
My
have
boss
to
was Dale Earnhardt
listen,
Jr.
If you believe in Dale Earnhardt hard enough, and if that's a big part of your belief system,
then you have to clap your hands and bring him back.
You have to believe that Dale is watching us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Dale is watching us. Dale is watching us from a distance. If you don't believe that he is always seeing you, that he can see the tasteless joke you made, mm-hmm. that he can see me making fun of Barry Pepper, he doesn't care for that either. If you can't believe that Dale is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and omnifast, then what's your belief
Travis,
system?
How many Hail Marys did you have to do after you committed that sin? I'm sorry, it's actually a Hey Barry! That's what it's called. When you make a tasteless Dale Earnhardt Jr., Senior joke, you have to do 8 Hey Barrys, and if you say something about how Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to lose a race, that's only 2 Hey Barrys.
What did Al Qaeda have against him?
You know what they had against it.
What? Because he was so inspirational to us.
He was. This was a man, Justin, who played by his own rules. Change the rules.
Change his own rules?
There's something to be said about the immeasurable amount of freedom had by these men who are only allowed to drive in a circle very carefully.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so they took that sign of freedom. It's like if they had single-handedly killed all bald eagles on the planet. That's pretty much what they did when they killed Dale Earnhardt Sr.
I like the logic of this theory, which is they were planning 9/11, and they said, okay, so that's pretty bad, but what can we do to undermine the morale of the country? Yeah. 9/11's not going to do it.
It's just a massive miscalculation, I think. If you're sitting in a room planning on 9/11 and you say, you know, the problem with this plan is it's not going to make people in red states hate brown people enough.
Yeah.
They're not going to be too upset about it. We really need to dig into those guys and get like, no, they were, they're going to be the angriest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they're going to be so angry at all, anybody who looks like you for the longest time. They're going to be mad at like Harry Hamlin. Like it's going to get bad. Okay. It's going to get really, they're going to get really mad at anybody who even remotely looks like you. I don't think you need to also kill Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah.
Can you imagine on the day that Dale Earnhardt Sr. died, being a graphic designer who had really only nailed down italicized numbers and wings?
Yeah.
Like, it must have been just, like, the best day for that one guy.
Mm-hmm. Especially if he just hooked up with, like, a plate manufacturer. Like, it's so fucking, time to print some gold.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. We brought the show down, I feel like.
I feel like, what could cheer? Is there any way we could cheer up, Griffin?
I know a great way we can cheer up when we can ponder the death of Dale Earnhardt Sr. And that's to watch Comedy Bang Bang every Friday at 10, 9 central on IFC. It's an absurd half-hour comedy show that only looks like a talk show. It's comedy so nice, they banged it twice. With your host, Scott Aukerman, a band led by Reggie Watts. And it's got amazing guests from some of the biggest names in comedy, like Amy Poehler, Zach Galifianakis, and Seth Rogen. So you could catch that and give it a watch.
Give it a watcher. Hey, I need help overcoming my absent-mindedness. Ever since I was a kid, I've been prone to misplacing things. Forgetting appointments and suddenly realizing I have no idea what I came in the room looking for. Generally, I'm very good-natured about it, but now that I'm a young professional with bills and deadlines, I spend more and more time worried that I'm forgetting something important. What can I do to improve my memory maintain some peace of mind. That's from Leonard Shelby.
You gotta put it in the cloud.
Is that the key?
I don't know.
Is that like let go and let God?
Yeah, let go and let God. Jesus, take this wheel from me, please.
Jesus, take my appointments down.
Jesus is my stenographer.
Got it? Okay.
Dictated, you know, but not written by Jesus.
It is.
So, you got to put it in the cloud. Keep e-files of everything. That's what I have to do. The second that anyone tells me, I have to put calendar to eat breakfast or I forget oatmeal is a thing.
What do you normally end up eating then?
Nothing. I end up eating hunger.
There's a sad realization to make about yourself, Griffin.
I know. Got to put it in the cloud.
Is there a... What's the name for that when you forget something that you're... Like, you walk in a room and you forget what you're going to be doing in the room? There's an idiom for it in another country. Does anyone
forgetful?
Know?
Forgetful?
Fushigi.
Fushigi. Oh, man. I went a whole week without practicing Fushigi. That's the real human cost of Max Funko.
Can I tell you something, though?
What?
If you put that shit in the cloud...
That's true. I could have been working with it in the cloud for the whole week. I could have had my Johnny Mnemonic virtual reality gloves on, and mm-hmm. I could have been manipulating my Fushigi during my mini breaks.
And you still schedule breaks. Would not have been the nerdiest looking person at either Max Funcon or E3.
Do you know what I do to help remember things?
What's that?
This is not a joke. I'm really bad about setting things down in random places, like without thinking, and then when I go to look for it later, it's like on top of the refrigerator or in a drawer in my kitchen or something. I loudly announce exactly what I'm doing whenever I set something down.
No, you don't!
I do, too.
No way!
When I'm at work and I need to, like, I'm putting my keys down, I'll say, like, I'm putting them in this chair.
No, you don't!
I do, because I have at work... Because I work in a very large theater, I will put my keys down somewhere, and then when it's time to leave, we will spend 45 minutes looking for where I put my keys down. So this way, I just announce where I'm putting them down, and so when I say, where did I put my keys, everyone that was in the room will say, you put them in that chair.
Now listen, I know sometimes I get a little overzealous about Dale Earnhardt, but I work with a guy who announces every goddamn thing he does. Today, he said... I'm eating my 27th bite of this muffin. I'm eating my 28th bite of the muffin.
Is it?
I'm throwing the wrapper away.
Is it possible, Travis, that you are actually being haunted by the mischievous specter of Dale Earnhardt Sr. because of your tasteless comedy goofs? And he just moves your things around on you.
Is it possible?
Is it likely?
Yes.
Is it 100% certain exactly what's happening?
Yes.
Every culture has its own Dale Earnhardt. A lot of you,
some people call him the Sasquatch, some the Yeti.
In Japan, Dale Earnhardt fills the children's shoes with motor oil if they have been bad. if they have been good, he leaves them a koozie. Hello, Ricky, have you been good this year? I'm going to leave you a koozie filled with Skull tobacco products.
It's the cooziest Christmas.
This is the cooziest. You know, every child in Whoville had no koozies, yet Christmas came anyway. Someone had stolen all the koozies. That is my favorite Rankin Bass animated series when the Japanese specter of Dale Earnhardt has to travel across the globe and recapture the koozies that the evil, insert other race car driver's name here, stolen from around the globe.
Jeff Gordon, is he still on the pro circuit?
We could do Jeff Gordon. Yeah. Remember, remind me.
Known for being an evil koozie thief, mm-hmm. Jeff Gordon is the perfect.
Jeff Gordon hates fresh and cold beverages.
Koozies and oil, koozies and oil mean so much more when I see that black liquid filling up koozies under racing Christmas trees. Other countries are much weirder than ours when it comes to holidays, I think. Gotta respect it, though. You gotta respect it.
Oh, Christ.
Did you ask? Maybe the guy was Japanese, Travis. Did you ask if he was Japanese? That was the problem.
No goof I can make here won't be racist. I want to move on, please.
We've entered into this weird Venn diagram of racism where redneck people and Japanese people cross over.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, man. So, yeah. This is goofy, but I take a, this is really goofy, actually, but I'll take a picture, like, I'll make my fingers like a frame, and then take a mind picture of something, if I need to remember where it is.
You say, like, click?
No, I'm not, like, a crazy person, I just take the mind picture, and then I'll remember, like, oh, okay, I put this down here, so I don't forget it.
That's a whimsical thing that you can do on a car drive. It's just like snap pics, make a little frame with your hand. But
it's hard to Instagram them, though.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. You know what really makes me like super mad is the fact that my memory is selective, but also really shitty. Like, it's shitty about the things that it selects to remember. Like, I can't remember to eat my oatmeal in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I can remember the password to Mega Man 2 that is saved right before you've finished all of the robot masters except for Quick Man. It's like, I can remember the exact pattern that password is, but I cannot remember my dad's phone number if I need to in case of emergency.
You know, I've learned over the last couple of days in communicating with one of my new Max FunCon friends, Rhea Butcher, that I can tell you, like, every tertiary character in Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
But I cannot tell you the names of most people I met at Max FunCon.
Yeah. Which is a shame, because we kept seeing them over and over again.
Uh-huh. And they wore name tags. Like, mm-hmm. They wore basically little things that said, hey, stupid, this is my name.
Yeah. Travis actually couldn't remember their names in the time it took his eyes to travel from their name tags to their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was pretty humiliating.
He had to do like this quick, like up and down dance. It looked like he was just like nodding very intently, but actually he was just like, Jeff. Okay, Jeff. Fuck. Hold on.
I've gotten
Jeff,
really Jeff, good at hey Jeff. Duding.
Yeah. Hey, bud.
No, actually, hey Duding is where you pretend to be one of the characters from the Nickelodeon show. Hey, dude. Preferably Ted.
Hi. My name is Melody.
Hi, I'm Ted.
Did you see how Travis actually just set up that conversation with a plan to sabotage it?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for appreciating the prep of the goof.
I wish...
What's up, Griff?
I just wish I could remember things better. I wish I could remember more practical things. Because it is almost never that I can impress somebody with my Mega Man 2 password knowledge.
I actually, whenever I have something I have to remember, I feel like I'm racing against time until I can put it in my phone as a reminder.
I shit you not, I agree.
You gotta have buckets. I mean, that's the only thing that I can tell you is, like, buckets for, I use a service called Remember the Milk, which is a, it's in the cloud.
Yeah.
And it is just a big to-do list that is parsed out with, like, different areas of your life. And it, when I have something I know I need to do, that the only time I can breathe easy is when I'm like when I can actually type it in to Remember the Milk. It's like, okay, got it. That's in there. I don't have to worry about it anymore. But until then, like I can't leave the room. I can't stand up. My brain won't hold on to it for more than like 20 seconds, and then it'll just be gone forever.
That's the problem.
It's like a memento where like you blink your eyes or you look away and look back and it's gone. Like I will sit there and say to myself, like, don't forget to grab that bag on the way out the door. Don't forget to grab that bag on the way out the door. And then if I turn and do something else, I'm out the door and I've left the bag.
Yeah.
Like, unless I do it in that second.
That's the problem with the cloud is that, like, I'll be on a bus, like, playing Chrono Trigger. And I'll be like, I'm going to check my email. And so I go back to the home screen. And then I see my cloud. And I'm like, oh, shit, I haven't been in my cloud in a while. I'll go in. I'll be like, ah, fuck, I was supposed to pick Billy up from soccer practice 2.5 weeks ago. I put it in the cloud, but I forgot to go back in the cloud.
Now he's just a cute little skeleton.
Now I have a tattoo of a cloud on the back of my hands, so I know. Mm-hmm. Just peep the cloud.
So I guess that's good advice. Just do everything right away. Don't wait.
Or just, like, eat some ginkgo biloba. Be fucking smarter than we are.
Yeah, that would be good if you can figure out what combinations of supplements you need to take to remember shit.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to sound like a goof, but I've actually always wondered this.
Yeah.
Because they always have it in movies and TV shows, like professional business people have personal assistants.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a real thing that you can just, like, hire someone to do?
Or do you have to be assigned one at a business? I make the internet my personal assistant.
Right.
By which I mean, like, I'll get on Twitter and be like, hey, Twitter, in like a half hour, can you remind me to take my vitamins?
And how's that working out for you?
Not very well. People are
not well.
I'll get a tweet like a half hour later, but it's like, suck my dick. And I'm like, that's, I don't think that's what I was supposed to do. But
I didn't need any vitamin dick.
Yeah.
Let's go to the money zone.
That chuckles the clown.
This message is for Kara Joy Chapman. She's at Chapman Kara on Twitter, and it's from Israel Johnson. They're best friends. She's a college student, future coolest elementary school teacher ever, been listening since episode 3 and got me into the show by episode 11. Last year, we went to the Cincy Live show for her birthday, where she got the poster Justin mentioned in her Twitter profile pic. She's turning 20 June 13th. Happy birthday, best friend. Love, Israel.
At the Monster Truck Rally this Sunday, Sunday.
One man against the world. Four wheels, hot rod.
Birthdays. The ghost of Dale Earnhardt.
Poster.
The Japanese ghost of Dale Earnhardt in Kara Chapman's birthday.
First 100 kids who've been good all year through the door get a koozie. Supplied by Japanese Dale Earnhardt's ghost.
Happy birthday, Kara.
Happy birthday, Kara.
I want to tell you guys about an album, a musical album, on Bandcamp by Red Sky Phenomenon. It's an album that is entirely made on a Nintendo DS using the Korg DS-10, which is a Nintendo DS game that is sort of an emulator of the Korg synthesizer. The album's name your own price, meaning you can get it for a buck or two, or you can get it for free. And you can check it out at redskyphenomenon.bandcamp.com.
Just wait a minute. This guy just played DS for an hour?
He
giving money for it?
He played Pokemon Platinum, and he recorded it. He recorded the sounds.
You can get a video of me playing Pokemon for 2 hours.
God, I would probably do that.
You would buy that?
I probably would. Yeah, I like seeing how people like develop their tactics and like which Pokemons they go on.
God sure. Damn it, you've got a problem.
You got a serious problem.
I like to be the best.
This podcast is supported by Bing, making search social. Use Bing to include results from both the web at large and also social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, pulling content from your own friends and from the experts. More online at bing.com.
Bing is for doing. For doing what?
It
is for doing it.
Yeah,
I love Bing.
I don't think they want their message to read like
that. Bing is for doing magic,
baby.
You know, with some of the sponsors we have on the show, they like it when we get silly with it. I'm not sure Bing wants us to get silly.
So Bing is for riffing.
What if I said,
"The Jura is for friendship"?
What if I said I'm trying to bang tonight? What if I said, "Hold on, wait, let me try this." You know what my favorite character from Friends is?
What?
Chandler Google. No, wait, that's not it.
Okay, this is pretty good. This is a good... Seriously, guys. I don't think Bing wants their corporate message chopped and screwed in that special way. The only way we do...
Okay, how about this?
They said, like, read these things and then dip out.
We read it. I'm just saying that Google has been horseshit lately. I don't know what they do anymore.
Yeah, they spent all their time making goofy logos, and then
what the fuck? I don't even get those logos.
I don't even get search results anymore.
How about
this? Something like, I don't know, boss.
How about this? Bing, colon, because Google sucks now. And what else are you going to use? Alta Vista, dummy? Travis, you want to tell us about this next thing?
Sure.
Smooth.
So there's once again, we've got another Kickstarter, and I tell you what, this one looks awesome. Basically, we're looking to support Word Realms, and so I'm sure everyone knows Kingdom of Loathing.
Oh yeah,
the incredible stick figure game. This is from the people that brought you Kingdom of Loathing, and so think Words with Friends, if it was an RPG fighting game. And basically, through the construction of words using word tiles, you're able to do attacks and stuff, and it looks just incredible. And they describe it as fisticuffs Scrabble. which is basically like the best thing I've ever heard. The single person version is already finished, and it can be yours for just $11 for a Kickstarter donation. There's only 11 days left on the Kickstarter, so make sure you go to wordrealms.com and check it out now before it's too late. Trust me, you won't regret it. It looks incredible.
Sounds really neat. I get down on RPGs and word games.
Yeah.
And this sounds like a nice collabo of those two.
Yeah, so go check it out now before it's too late. There's only 11 days left, so don't wait.
So for Bing, what if it was just like, Bing?
That's good.
And that's the whole thing.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Bong.
Nope, you blew it.
Bing!
There it is.
So that's my Bing joke. I wish I could just make the jingle for the Korg album Pokemon, like me playing Pokemon on my Nintendo.
Why can't you do that?
I can, actually.
Griffin, can you just sing along with the theme?
Yeah. Money Zone! This time is for Red Sky Phenomenon! He made an album on the Korg DS10! It's like Pokemon with less Pokemon. Everybody's gotta pick it up. Nobody likes Fleet Foxes anymore. Fill the Fleet Foxes void. I think that's all I got. It's hard to sing along with this version. This is like the chopped and screwed remix.
Sounds like somebody losing their mind.
I
hear you saying that, and I instinctively want to give you $3 and ask if I can take you to the nearest shelter.
WordRealms.com. I need help. Can you have some soup? I live on soup. I live on the streets. I fight with words. I yell at the dogs at night. Is that audio coming? How are my levels? Is that audio coming
it's
through
good,
at all?
Good levels.
The speaker
places.
On the Game Boy Micro is surprisingly.
Dang it.
Yeah. Well, this is all I'm doing now during the show.
Griffin, put it down.
Put it down.
Okay. All right, I'm going to put it down.
Griffin, I can hear you playing the game.
Do you guys want a Yahoo answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
This one was sent in by Josh Papal. I haven't decided if it's the kind of question that we could get in trouble for reading yet.
Okay.
Yay.
Thank you, Josh. It's my Yahoo Answers user question mark who asked, really freaked out my girlfriend. Need help? As a teenager, I suffered from severe depression and formed a strong bond with the character Garfield and his outlook. It's sad, but reading Garfield anthologies obsessively was the only thing that made me feel normal. And it eventually took on something of an erotic fixation.
Oh, no! And I think you mispronounced normal. Reading Garfield books obsessively made me feel normal.
To avoid feeling like a sicko, I drew pictures of Garfield with a woman's, think Pamela Anderson circa 1991, body and Garfield's head.
Yeah, because that doesn't make him a sicko. Go on.
So that I was assured that my fixation wasn't with animals or repressed homosexuality. This Garfield-Pam hybrid still had the same biting wit and acerbic outlook and to cut herself in self-loathing while wolfing down a lasagna to fill the void after sleeping with drawings of a much more handsome and muscular version of myself. Uh-huh. These drawings eventually evolved into erotic fan fiction starring Garfield and myself. In my head, Garfield still has a woman's body, but someone reading the stories would think I'm having sex with regular Garfield. I killed off John in a jealous rage. I didn't touch Odie. I enjoy his companionship and don't mind if he watches.
What the fuck?
The stories are your pretty basic wish fulfillment stuff, balanced with a self-loathing rants. I've been doing this
pretty basic stuff.
I've been doing this
nothing out of the ordinary here.
I've been doing this near daily for years, and I have a substantial amount of writing in a folder I keep buried in 8 different folders. My girlfriend stumbled across them by accident when they came up in a search and is pretty freaked out. How can I show her I'm just a normal guy with a weird outlet for my psychological problems and not some kind of sicko? And then they included a sample of some of the erotic fiction, and I didn't think I would ever say this on this podcast, but it's too gross to read out loud.
Okay, first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen at home listening to our podcast, after this, I don't want to receive any questions of how to meet people and fall in love because this fucker found a girlfriend.
So on the days that he has unconsensual sex with Garfield in a woman's body, does that happen on Mondays? Because that would definitely make a lot of sense. That would fill in a lot of gaps for me in the narrative.
I also like that he had to go out of his way to clarify that it had nothing to do with repressed homosexuality. As though anybody who stumbled upon this would be like, you want to have sex with Garfield? What are you, gay?
Yeah.
No gay boys living in my house. You'll have sex with Garfield's girlfriend or nothing. You'll love Gadget, and that's it.
Now, maybe, just maybe, if you put his head on Pamela Anderson's body, maybe we could make that work.
Guys, I know different strokes for different folks. Listen, we've all got something buried deep inside that you never, ever, ever want anybody to know, ever. Now, I'm not saying mine would be as weird as putting a woman's body on Garfield's head, but it's pretty fucking weird. The secret to not getting made fun of is that you can't tell the entire world, which is on the internet. This is a secret you can never... You're embarrassed your girlfriend found out, so you decided to put it on the internet? How bad are you at internet?
You can't hide a Yahoo answer in folders. It exists. No. Because I found it.
I found it, and I know it forever now.
Yeah.
Now everyone knows. This is going to... It's a ripple effect. It's a butterfly effect. Because you put this out, there's going to be like a tornado somewhere because you want to fuck Garfield.
Right. But you know the worst thing about it is that by setting a new bar of creepiness, like the perpetual creep out arms race that is the internet, someone else is now going to have to do something weirder and creepier than this. It's like the last scene of Batman. Mm-hmm. You know, it's escalation.
You know, I've always been a fan of Heathcliff. Time to step up my game.
Time to step up my game. Time to put a fucking Steve Buscemi's body on Heathcliff's head.
And then I'm going to fuck. And then I'm going to fuck that.
And then I'm going to fuck that.
Come here. What are you, Catbert?
I really love the rabbit hole-esque quality of this question, mm-hmm. where he kept trying to make it better and was only making it worse. Like, by putting Garfield's head on Pamela Anderson, that was supposed to in some way improve the situation. But I feel that it made it creepier.
Yeah, there's nothing that's going to get you out of that. Even if at the end you're like, and that's what Tree of Life was about. Nothing is going to save you.
I think when you drop the sentence, I killed John off in a jealous rage.
Yeah. But I like it when Odie watches. I wonder what his position on Nermal is. Why not just fuck Nermal for fuck's sake?
Is Nermal... I thought Nermal... Well, one, it's still a cartoon cat.
Yeah.
But a dude, right? Isn't Nermal a dude?
I thought Nermal was the lady cat.
Nermal's, I'm pretty sure Nermal's asexual. Not that that's going to slow this guy
down. Fair enough.
Sure. Do you guys think, I'm just worried, if Jim Davis ever saw these drawings, I think he would literally fucking die. I think he would fucking die. I think his heart would explode in his chest and he would die. He would say, my baby! And then he'd die.
Yeah, he's fine with Garfield minus Garfield, but Garfield plus dick.
Yeah, Garfield, Garfield plus
a vagina.
Garfield plus sweet tits. Garfield minus Garfield plus Garfield's head plus sweet tits plus a strange dick. This is awful.
I feel like the answer for this guy is simple, and that is you are fighting a losing battle trying to convince her that you're not a sicko. I think you need to accept the fact that you are a sicko, and it's part of what makes you you. And maybe, I don't know, try to turn it around on her.
How do you, right. Travis, like, tell me how to make that fucking riposte work. And I'll quit the show.
You say like, well, yeah, I want to fuck Garfield, but you never wear matching socks.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, sure. At least mine's imaginary.
and you don't want to have sex with the lights on. Yeah. What's your problem?
Only because I wear my Heathcliff mask. Weirdo.
I wouldn't want to do anything with the lights on in a room with this guy. I'm going to be too afraid he'd find me. I need to be able to make a quick egress.
Hey, real quick. Just for a second. Let's play devil's advocate here and just, like, get ourselves in this guy's headspace and just, like, imagine.
Oh, I'm not.
I don't want to.
Guys, come on. Come through the door. We're going to step into this guy's mind.
What if I die in this dream?
If you die in the dream, you'll be stuck in Garfield fucking limbo forever.
You need Joseph Gordon-Levitt to give you the kick.
Yeah.
Get you out of
the dream. Kick you in the head until you die.
Okay, Garfield, give me the kick.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Which would you...
Nope.
No, come on. Which would you prefer? Pamela Anderson body and Garfield head or Garfield body and Pamela Anderson head? If you had to party down on one of those bad boys... Which would you go with? Additional information. The Garfield head is wearing sunglasses.
Garfield body, suction cup hands or no suction cup hands?
Either or. Whichever would feel be more pleasurable.
Will Garfield's head be into it? Will he be like fighting against me wildly?
Is he being acerbic and biting or is he down?
Does he realize... Okay. Does Garfield's head on Pamela Anderson's body realize that his very existence is a sin against God? Or is he, like, into it?
Does he know that he's a misfit toy? Or yeah. Is he
Does he DTF? Or is he, like, DTF? Like, ready to fuck?
And same question for Pamela Anderson head on Garfield body.
Is she, like, wildly, like, screaming at the horror?
the human centipede-esque situation
that she has been placed in? Or is she, like,
ready? Or was she born into this world as an abomination and has accepted it over the years?
I think the gypsy curse that put her in this sad state, I think uh-huh. she knows about it. I think she's been aware of it for quite some time. So I think that they have both... They've both been in this world like this for such a long time, and they are just happy to have some companionship.
Okay.
Garfield.
Do they hang out with each other? Because that's how you're making it sound.
No, I think that would probably...
The weirdest brothel in the world.
Yeah, that would probably be awkward. Yeah, I mean, obviously, Garfield's head would prefer feline companionship, but he realizes that is anatomically improbable.
Is there a danger... Okay, this is actually what I need to know, and this is key.
Okay.
Obviously, these two things have been created by science.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Not God. This is nothing God did. If I have sex with Pam Body Garfield head,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there a danger of impregnation? Because I'm pretty sure that would bring about the Antichrist.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that a danger? I need you to answer this for me.
I don't know. It would be human ovaries down there. I'm just saying, if we're getting science on it, like, it'd probably be human ovaries. But then again, I don't know. Because okay. If it didn't have a hybrid DNA, then it would reject your seed. Your seed would find no purchase in her loamy soil.
Okay.
Let me ask you one more question.
Okay, please.
Is Odie there, and is he just jerking it so right?
Odie loves what he sees. Either way, either scenario, Odie's down. Odie is down to clown. There is actually...
Justin, do you want to pick first? Well, Griffin, you asked the question, so you have to answer.
Fuck. I'll say, if it's Bill Murray's voice, Pam Body Garf head. Well, I'm flaccid forever now.
He had a good run.
I knew it would happen eventually.
Travis?
Oh, no, I've already killed myself in this situation.
Dissenting opinion from Justice McElroy?
I think. Okay, what did you choose?
I went Pam Body Garf head, Bill Murray voice.
Okay, I'm gonna go. So Travis is dead.
If afforded the options, Travis would kill himself.
Can I throw Travis's body at the corpse and buy myself enough time? Travis's corpse at the creation. And buy myself enough time.
Here's
to get
the problem,
out.
Though. You throw it at Pam Body Garf head. Who's that coming up from behind? It's Garf Body Pam head. And it is very upset.
Okay.
For many reasons.
You have in your inventory a dagger and a shield. Open doors. Open doors are west and north.
Okay. Can I... I am going to go with Pam Head, Garfield Body, but Lorenzo Music voice. I have a thing with the real Ghostbusters, so I think that would be enough to get me through it. And also...
You're worried about finishing?
I can't. You also change Pam Anderson's voice to Garfield.
No, listen. I have too much respect for Bill Murray's work. If it's Lorenzo,
but you could
music,
have left Pamela Anderson's voice.
Why does it have to be Garfield's voice? I don't see why Pam Anderson's voice is not going to come out of Garfield's head. I find Larry the Crash Test Dummy to be a very soothing sexual influence. Fuck. So if I can pretend that if it's Lorenzo Music's voice, and I can pretend it's Peter Venkman of the Ghostbusters cartoon, or Larry the Crash Test Dummy, or perhaps even Tummy Gummy from Disney's Adventures of Gummy Bears.
Okay, how many other cartoons can you ruin for me right now?
I can't. That's all Lorenzo Music did that I'm aware
fuck's
of.
Fuck's sake,
he's
Justin.
Probably something else.
The thought of what would be the most sexually pleasurable, that didn't even cross my mind. This was pure survival instincts.
I can't think about Bill Murray even. I don't want to ruin Bill Murray. Like, I don't think that's that much to ask. I don't want to ruin Bill Murray for myself.
We need to pull out of this nosedive.
Let's move on. Pull out of something. Hey, I am 24, and I'm trying to get my sexy so right, but I'm afraid there's one thing that's holding me back. Vidya games. I love them. Play them all the time. Talk about them all the time. And most people my age seem to enjoy them as well, but I can't seem to shake the feeling that they are kid stuff. And that people think of me as a man-child when I play my Game Boy at Starbucks. I really don't want to stop playing, but is it time to put down childish things and start reading a newspaper? That's from Digitally Distraught in Davis.
Oh, man. This... Oh, fuck. This is really rough, because Justin and I both write about games for a living, and so I don't want to sound like they are a thing that you should be ashamed of, but I do have a real problem with playing them on, like, handheld devices in public.
You know what? I feel the same way. I play video games a lot, and when I started reading this question, I did not have a problem with it until you hit the phrase Game Boy.
Yeah.
Which, let's face it, is not, like, not designed to sound manly in any way.
I don't think
like,
that's...
When you
I don't,
hit that, there's something that suddenly becomes very childish about this handheld game.
I don't think the problem is the name of the... I don't think people are walking by and saying, Game Boy, huh? I need a Game Man. I want my tall vintage drip.
No, it's not about getting a Game Man. It's about the difference. It's just like, it is, it's named that way. And so, you know, it's not exactly, I'm just saying that across the board, it was not designed to be incredibly adult.
It's not, I mean, okay. Video games, by and large, you're not going to be seen as like a more mature, it is not going to help the perception of your maturity. If you're playing a video game in public, does that always stop me from playing a video game in public? No, sometimes I'm not. I don't have any fucks.
You just have to not give a fuck. Like I was.
And it's also way more socially acceptable on like an iPhone.
And there's
that's what's so fucked up. If I'm playing Pokemon on my Game Boy Micro, which I bought because I prayed it would be so tiny that people couldn't see it in my hands on the subway in Chicago, I'm gonna get some looks. But if I'm playing it on an iPad. Which, God, please, Nintendo, make that dream come true. It's like, look at him. He's so sophisticated. What's he doing? Browsing the web? Nope. Catching them all.
And I'm being honest with you here because, like, my whole career is video games. So, like, I'm not disparaging them. And I personally know the progress the medium has made in towards, like, maturity over the past 10 years or what have you. I'm just saying that, like, you're not shaking the perception that they still are a childish thing to be playing in public. I mean, people are not going to think of you as a mature person. Maybe you don't care. Maybe that's if I'm going to be in public and I'm going to be consuming media, I want to consume media that's going to make them think that I'm cool or cooler. You know, so like a newspaper looks very grown up and debonair.
Yeah, but let me counter argument that.
Okay.
Who? The random people that are on the subway, the random people who are at Starbucks, who gives two shits? You're never going to see those people again.
So this is what I'm saying. If you're not in a mood for fuck giving, then just play it. And who cares? Like, if you're already paired off with somebody, you got a beautiful child, like, fucking play video games in public.
But at the same time, there are people out there. Like, what's so great about events like PAX and stuff like that is that when you like are playing your PS Vita in public or something like that, people aren't going to walk by and like give you a dirty look. They're like, hey, what are you playing? Like, it'll attract a certain type of crowd, and I don't think we should say that it won't do that, or that crowd is, you know, not the kind of people you should be associating with. I'm just fucking do it. Who gives a fuck? I wish I was playing video games all the time, but I
now there are certain environments, like if you're in a reception area waiting to go in for a job interview or something, don't break out your Pokemon.
Obviously.
Yeah, but I think
unless you're going in
killing some time.
Yeah. Unless you're going in for the job interview for the position of number one Pokemon master.
And if we're looking at like a larger scale, like in terms of not just like what people see in public, the thing that has always that helps me to counterbalance whatever perception people might have of video games is that myself, I take in a lot of different media. Like, I read, you know, I listen to music, I watch movies. Like, it's not video game, whatever people may think of people who play video games, I know for my own peace of mind that I'm a pretty well-rounded person. So it doesn't bother me, you know, what people want to think. If you are the sort of person that only plays video games, that doesn't have knowledge of, you know, what is going on in the world, like, you know, you mentioned a newspaper, like, are you reading a newspaper? I try to read a newspaper every day.
I mean, this guy obviously listens to podcasts. Like, we can tell that he has some good media habits.
Yeah, that's true. You're breaking it up a little bit.
So don't give anything up. Are you saying, like, diversify? You know,
yeah,
you don't
just have to cut
something out.
Maybe get,
and then people can think whatever they want to. Fuck them.
Get really beefy strong, and then get super beefy strong, and then you can play like the craziest like Japanese nudity dating game on your PSP in public.
Get super beefy strong and get a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, and then when people walk by you, they're not going to say shit because they're going to be like, "Who's this guy?" And then they'll see your guns, and you'll be like, uh-oh.
The other thing you can do to really help the cause is play video games in public, but dress, like, really good.
Like, yeah, really, dress like an adult.
Dress super debonair, you know? No black cargo shorts for you.
Yeah.
You're dressed like an adult and playing video games.
No chain to your wallet. Your wallet's going nowhere.
Yeah.
If I saw... Who's a stylish man? Donald Trump? If I saw Jesse Thorne collecting Pokemon... I don't know how that would treat me. I could actually probably see that happening. What about, like, Donald Trump? What if I saw Barack Obama, like, in a sweet suit, like, sweet silk suit, just, like, dip it into fire red? And I'm like,
you know,
Squirtle? You're the best president. You're a Squirtle
We've
president.
Reached a point, I think, in video gaming where you say those things and none of them sound completely, utterly ridiculous to me. Like, I could almost picture... Maybe not a Game Boy, but Barack Obama kicking back with some Fruit Ninja on his iPhone.
No, he's a Wii.
You know?
He loves the Wii.
He does?
This is public knowledge.
Yeah, he's into it.
He drinks a cold PBR and plays some Wii.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't do that.
He does too, you guys.
He loves the Peebers.
All right. Loves Peebers.
It's God's beer.
Griffin, you know what I need?
A Yahoo answer. Can we just do the Garfield one again?
Actually, that got a little gross for me. Not going to be able to do it for a few years.
Well, this one isn't incredibly and accidentally related to that one. Sent in by Yahoo Answers user ? Got to put names down, people. Got to know who sent them in. Got to cite them properly. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user XXSnailsXX, who asks, is it possibly a cat likes aggressive petting? I know that sounds very weird, and you may have had weird thoughts, but in all seriousness, my Siamese cat is strange. I can pet him gently, or tickle him, or rub his ears, head, chin, etc., and he just chills like it doesn't matter. If I pet him aggressively, put pressure on him, pull at him when I pet him, he'll start to purr like he's the happiest cat in the world. He'll start fights with me, bite me, claw me, and then flop over and love on me and start purring like I'm the best cat mom ever. Is it possible for a cat to like tough love? This little guy is evil. Ha ha.
Hey, cat people.
No. Is it possible this cat just loves that rough stuff?
Griffin.
If people like rough stuff, I don't see why cats can't also like rough stuff. The problem with it is
that we already did a cat fucking question.
That cats don't like, cats don't have mouths. They can't tell you what they like and don't like, so you probably should assume the thing that isn't abusing them.
Mm.
Right?
And I also have to assume, when I hear that there might be cats that like rough stuff, that there are cats that like it super romantic. You light some candles,
yeah.
Pour a glass of wine, tie out some smooth music.
Hey, baby, this cat loves a warm bath. Why don't you drop some salts, baby?
Sometimes my cat and I will meet at an agreed upon location and pretend that we don't know each other. Mm. Hey, what you doing in this alley, girl? Damn. Mm. Why don't you come on home with me? Let me get you some warm milk, perhaps a flea bath.
Hey. Damn. Hey, baby. You want some pussy?
Yo.
That's a little joke I like to tell, because I'm a sweet pussy cat.
I'm a straight shooter. Hey, you want some cottage cheese mixed up with peaches? Come on.
I ain't Siamese, but I would love to attach with your body. What do you say? I'm just a little nasty tabby. Don't worry about it.
Yo, that's a little bad girl. Hey, does anybody smell tuna?
Don't worry about your bed getting all rough. I'm a short hair breed. It's going to feel real nice against your skin. Don't worry, baby. I've been declawed. No telling marks in the morning over here. I'm just going to gently massage your tummy.
This is a learned behavior. I remember from trying to get milk out of my mother's sack. Had to compete with 4 to 5 brothers and sisters. Typically, genetically speaking, it's a large litter.
And don't worry about it. Hey, baby, I'm going to be dead in like 7 years. Ain't no need to tie yourself down.
You're not looking for something long-term. Yeah, I dig that. My lifespan is rapidly accelerating past yours of humans.
Baby, don't mess with those dogs. Ooh. Don't get down and dirty with the dogs.
No, listen, hey.
It's so uncomfortable right now.
Leave the canary's cage open, baby.
Oh, God.
What if I need a little snack-a-roni after we, meow.
Okay, we gotta stop. Okay.
I want to issue a public apology to anybody who was wearing headphones, because that had to be the worst. I would have an ice pick jammed into my cortex, because
there had to be like 30 seconds in where there was like an inner monologue of, are they talking about no, there's no way.
There's at least
still going.
The creepiest part is the worst part, I should say, because the we did it. The worst part is that there's one man or woman who has just realized, like, well, this is the thing that turns me on.
God damn it.
I
need to listen to the McElroy brothers do impressions of a human-voiced sexy cat.
Yeah, it's somewhere between Red Dwarf and Red Light District.
Also somebody hoping that we do a voice impression for the cat that loves to just fuck.
If you want to do that, just go see Cats, the musical. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. Cats mm-hmm. love to fuck.
Mr. Mistopheles loves to
be... Cats, colon, DTF.
Yeah, he loves to be choked. Oh, God, let's end the show.
Ugh. Speaking of that, well, before we go, so IFC, this Friday on IFC, Comedy Bang Bang with guest Amy Poehler. She sits down with Scott and dishes on her feud with Mad Magazine and her hair. And Reggie premieres a trailer for his inspirational new movie. And the scientist comes by to help Scott and Reggie remember their dreams. So make sure to check out Comedy Bang Bang this Friday on IFC, in which I am almost positive there is no sex with cats.
That's their new tagline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this has been my brother and me. And I am so sorry for like the majority of mm-hmm. it. Like I really, really am really sorry.
I feel like this should be like a the more you know kind of bit where we apologize to like the family of Dale Earnhardt mm-hmm. and cat owners.
Jim Davis. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody. I'm so sorry. So sorry.
I ain't sorry. Hey yo, hey guys. I'm trying to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song It's a Departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's got some smooth tracks that you can really, really get down to.
We, oh God. I want to thank people tweeting about the show with the MBMBAM hashtag. Undoodly, Random Factor, yeah, Pat. Spikes and Beer, Bocom, Evan is awesome, Cole Ross, Shonen 413, Church's Wife, Little Froggies, Jace Russ, Demp, Coax Metal, all my other bros. Thank you guys so much for tweeting about the show. Remember, when you tweet about the show or suggest it to somebody, throw in a link to our sampler, bit.ly/itsmabimbam.
I also want to thank Tom and Brian and Andrew and Joanna. They drove all the way down from Indianapolis to see me in Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged at the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company last night, and they wrapped me some cheesecake, and it was like the best day of my life. So
you didn't eat it, did you?
Yeah, so I haven't eaten it yet. I'm saving it for a special occasion.
Well, make sure you make Teresa eat some first.
Okay, just have her taste it just to make sure they didn't poison me.
I see.
They didn't swim fan it. Okay. If you guys would like to check it out, just go to CincyShakes.com. It's CincyWithYShakes.com. And it runs all throughout June if you guys want to come see me in Complete Works.
Go listen to the other Maximum Fun shows. Throwing Shade, Stop Podcasting Yourself, Jordan Jesse Go, Judge John Hodgman, Bullseye.
We got to meet Aaron and Brian from Throwing Shade, along with everybody else at Max Fun, and they are just awesome.
I think we're best friends now. I can't, like...
Yeah,
we're
pretty much best friends.
I don't know what the ceremony is for becoming best friends with people, but I'm pretty sure that we did it with them, by which I mean sex.
So if you haven't gone and listened to it yet, go listen to our best friends at Throwing Shade right now.
Do it. And, thank you guys for listening and subscribing and reviewing and everything. It really means a lot to us.
Yeah.
If you'd like to send out a happy birthday greeting to someone or really any kind of message, you can go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron and email us. If you got a Yahoo answer we should see or you have a query, it's MBMBAM@MaximumFun.org.
This final Yahoo answer was sent in by Eddie Rogers. Thank you, Eddie. It's by Yahoo Answers user. My name is Binky, who asks... Will Barack Obama pay for my cat food?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Binky the Cat.
This has been my brother, and me. I'm so, so fucking sorry.
I'm sorry to everyone.
Choke me! Teens!
Keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. 3 stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.